Bonjour, Gokanawia, way to talk indigenous cause, Jamoki Manish Nandao, Dashniwe Abajatun, Anishnamba Moen, and Dasu Gijigat. Duga, would you a shin? Would you buemo da? Bonjour, everyone, welcome to episode 3. So let's start with our good old fashioned refresher. So, words that we've covered so far: Gisana, Gisana Magad. Ate, ate magad, nundagwad, gimewan, awanabisa, awanabisa magad, agude, agude magad, wasea, wasea magad. So that was gisana or gisana magad, both mean it is cold. Remember, that was our lesson last week, was that you can add magad to the end of vowels and you will hear it at the end of VIIs that end in a vowel. It doesn't mean anything. It just elongates the word and changes the sound of it. Ate, ate magad, both mean it is in a certain place. Nundagwad, nundagwad, it is heard. Gimewan, gimewan, it is raining. Awanabisa, awanabisa magad, both means it is sprinkling. Agude, agude magad, means it is hanging. And wasea, and wasea magad, both mean it is sunny outside, or it is sunny. I don't think I actually translated that in last episode, so apologies. Wasea, wasea magad, it's sunny. Okay, so for this week's episode, we are talking about pluralization, so how to take a VII and get it into pluralization form. So, let's go straight to reading from Ashkabeva's Native Journal, Volume 4, Number 1. The article by Anton Troyer. Pluralization. Changing VIIs from singular to plural is easy. For purposes of pluralization, there are two kinds of VIIs, those ending with a vowel and those ending with a consonant. Each type has slightly different rules for pluralization. Vowel ending. Simply add WAN, or one, to the end of the verb to pluralize it. Micha. It is big. Micha, one. Micha one. They are big. Micha one mazina eganan. The books are big. Gijita. It is done, or it's ready. Gijita one. Gijita one. They are ready. Example. Gijita one gimakazanan. Your moccasins are ready. Consonant ending. Add un, O-O-N, to the end of the verb to pluralize it. Onijishin, it is nice. Onijishinun, onijishinun, they are nice. Example. Onijishinun ono debaja moanun. Those are nice stories. These are nice stories. Onijishinun ono debaja moanun. These are nice stories. Wese'an, wese'an, there is a tornado. Wese'an-un, wese'an-un, there are tornadoes. Example. Wese'an-un nungum iwide bawetegung. There are tornadoes today over at Sault Ste. Marie. Number and animation agreement. If your verb is pluralized, you must also pluralize your noun. If your noun is pluralized, you must pluralize your verb. The numbers must agree. You must also make sure that the animation of your verbs and nouns agree. VIIs can only be used with inanimate nouns, hence the name verb, intransitive, inanimate, or VII. If your noun is animate, you must use a different kind of verb with different rules of conjugation. Use your dictionary to determine which nouns are animate and which are inanimate. If the code says NI, it means noun inanimate. If you are asking elders for words, ask them for the plural form of the nouns. If the final letter in the plural form is an N, the noun is inanimate, and therefore so should your verb be. If the final letter in the plural form is a G, the noun is animate, and so your verb must also be animate. I thought we would get a little bit farther before having to talk about animate and inanimate nouns. So this is This is easy, but it sounds a little bit complicated. So remember, depending on the ending of your VII, of your verb, you're going to conjugate it differently. But both conjugations for pluralization are doing the same thing. You're adding and kind of an N sound to it. So if it ends in a vowel, then you're going to say one. So gijita one, gijita one, right? Just one. And all of the words we've talked about, gisena one. Some of these, sometimes trying to translate a word into English doesn't make as much sense to us. It's important when you're practicing just to practice things, practice these conjugations. Even if it doesn't make sense to your English brain, it's good to get your mouth used to saying the conjugation. So pluralizing some of these VIIs doesn't seem to make a lot of sense at first glance. So gisenawan, they are cold, like those are cold. Or it is, they are colding, or whatever. It feels a little broken, but don't get too hung up on that. It's important just to practice to get it down. A gu de wan, they are hanging. That makes a little bit more sense. A wanabisawan, they are sprinkling, or it's sprinkling is, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's good just to practice. A wanabisawan, a gu de wan, gisenawan, ate wan. Just go through our words that we've done and practice all of these things. Waseyawan. If it is not ending in a vowel, but if it ends in a consonant, so that means ends in an N or ends in a D. So any of those words that we say, magud, like gijita magud, well, now all of a sudden that ends in a plural or in a D or a consonant. So it's gijita magadun, gijita magadun, that magadun. So if you just practice saying magadun, you can kind of get used to how it's going to sound. The examples in the text were onijishinun, those are nice. Onijishinun, wese anun, tornado wings, they were tornado wings, there's multiple tornadoes. So yeah, just get these things practiced, just kind of get your head wrapped around those ideas. But it's the same thing. It's adding that un or one sound to make it plural. And that trick at the end there about how to tell if you're an animate or inanimate form. So yeah, for us as second language learners, it's really helpful to just know the codes, these little, you know, shorthand. So N-I, N-A for nouns that are inanimate or nouns that are animate, to know kind of what verb group you should be in, what the state of things are. But the trick that Troyer is saying there about, like, if you're talking to an elder, if you're talking to a first language speaker, they might not care to talk about things in these linguistic terms. So the trick to know whether a noun is animate or inanimate is based on how it's pluralized, right? So if it's ending in an N sound, just like we pluralized our verb with an N sound, right? Onijishinun, well, onijishinun moccasinun, so two moccasins, moccasinun, that ends with an N, so we know that moccasins are inanimate. If it ends with a G sound, then we know that it's animate. So like wawashkeshiwug, wawashkeshiwug, like multiple deer. We got that AG, that G ending, so we know that's an animate noun. And so then if we're talking about deer, we've got to use animate verbs too. So that would be those verbs that are animate and intransitive. I hope this isn't too confusing. But yeah, keep on practicing. Yeah, add those uns, add those ones, and that's how it's going to work. Let's go over the examples in the text a little bit slower, eh? So vowel ending, micha, micha. It is big, micha. And remember, we could say micha magud as well, but then it wouldn't be vowel ending. So we're leaving it micha. It is big. So to make that plural, we just add a one there. So micha one, micha one, micha one. And the example was micha one mazana iganan. Micha one mazana iganan. Micha one mazana iganan. So mazana igan is a book, and mazana iganan are books. And so mazana iganan, if we didn't already know it was inanimate, we could tell it was inanimate because it's got that an ending of that noun, mazana igan. So then we know we need to be using the inanimate verb for its big. Michawan mazana iganan. Michawan mazana iganan. All right, this is a really useful word. Gijita. Gijita. It is done or it is ready. Gijita, Gijita. They're all double vowels. It's a good practice to, especially as you're learning, to really like stress the length of those double vowels. Gijita. Just so you can kind of get in the habit of doing it as you become more fluent, those will become a little bit more subtle. And if you listen, when you listen to fluent speakers, a lot of things get kind of more condensed and a little bit less clear, but it's good to kind of train your ear to get used to hearing, or to just stress those out as you're saying, so you have a starting place. That's good. So gijita, it is done. Gijita, it's a vowel ending, right? That ta, gijita. So we're just going to put one. Kind of confusing that you add one to the end of a verb in order to make it mean more than one, or plural, but don't get too distracted by that English stuff. So gijita one, gijita one, gijita one. That would be they are ready or they are done. So the example, gijita one, gemakaze nun. Gijita one, gemakaze nun. So gemakaze nun, again, makazen, makaze nun. We know the plural of moccasin with that un. We know that it's an inanimate verb, or an inanimate noun, rather. Sorry. And then gimakasinun, that noun is also being possessed. So it's, you know, gijitawan gimakasinun. That g means your moccasins. Gimakasinun. Gijitawan gimakasinun. All right, and now for consonant endings. So onijishin. Onijishin is like one of my favorite verbs ever. I use it wrong almost all the time. In Ojibwe language class, when I hear people say something that I like, I'll often respond with just, oh, onijishin, like, that's nice, that's pretty. It's sort of right, sort of wrong. But anyway, onijishin, it is nice. Onijishin, onijishin. This is one of those words, too, that might be a little tricky as you're first learning. Onijishin, onijishin. There's all those kind of quick sounds. A trick, you know, in this case, we're listening rather than reading. But if you're reading a word that's tricky for you, it can be helpful to go backwards from, you know, like the end of the word towards the front. Sometimes it's less intimidating that way. So with onijishin, if onijishin is challenging, in, that's easy, in, shin, jishin, onijishin, onijishin. You know, it can just be a little bit easier that way. Okay, anyway, onijishin, it is nice, it is pretty. So to pluralize it, because it's got an N ending, that's a consonant, we just add O-O-N. Onijishinun. 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 And the example was, onijishinun ono debajimowanun. Onijishinun ono debajimowanun. So debajimowin is a story, so debajimowanun. Debajimowanun, sorry about that. Debajimowanun, it's got that A-N ending again for plural stories, so we know it's inanimate, right? Onijishinun ono debajimowanun. These are nice stories. Onijishinun ono debajimowanun. All right, the next one. Wese-an. Wese-an. We've got that glottal stop there. Wese-an. There is a tornado. Wese-an. Wese anun, wese anun. That threw me for a loop. That's another really hard one. Getting used to those glottal stops, those little ever so subtle hiccupy sounds in Ojibwe Moen can be really tricky. And then when you add an un to the end of it, it made me want to put an extra glottal stop in there. I had to do a couple different recordings of it because I kept on going, wese anun, but it's wese anun. Just thinking of that, kind of realizing how changed the word is. Wese anun. Wese anun. So sort of the beauty of Ojibwe Moen is that when you make these conjugations, the word, it's there. Wese an is there. Like you can hear it. Wese anun. Wese anun. But so much has changed. It really does indicate, and so you're a fluent speaker, like, oh, there's, you know, I can understand what's going on. What's different with that word. Anyway, so wese an. There's a tornado. Wese anun, wese anun. There are tornadoes. So the example was wese anun nungum iwide bawategung. Wese anun nungum iwide bawategung. There are tornadoes today over there at Sault Ste. Marie. Wese anun nungum iwide bawategung. There are tornadoes today over there at Sault Ste. Marie. Okay. Oh, I think that's good. I feel pretty good about that. You feel pretty good about that? I think that means it is time for quiz, which means I gotta get out my trusty jaw harp to indicate quiz time. Alright, Akoe, let's do some refreshers. Anin Ekadong, Shogunashimu and Anin Ekadong, Shogunashimu in Micha Magad. Anin Ekadong, Micha Magad, Shogunashimu in. Anin Ekadong, Micha Magad, Shogunashimu in. Anin Ekadong, Micha Magad, Shogunashimu in. What does Micha Magad mean in English? Micha Magad. So it's just, we can add that magud to the end of macha, because it's got a vowel or a double vowel ending. So macha magud means the same thing as macha, which is, it is big. Did you get it? Macha magud, it is big. Good job. All right, Aninekadong Ojibwemoen. Aninekadong Ojibwemoen. It is hanging. Aninekadong, it is hanging. Ojibwemoen. Aninekadong, it is hanging. Ojibwemoen. It is hanging. Aninekadong, it is hanging. Ojibwemoen. There's two ways to say it. Did you get them both? Aninekadong, it is hanging. Ojibwemoen. You could say agude, it is hanging. But you could also say agude magud. Agude magud. It means the same thing. Okay, now let's do some new stuff. So, Aninekadong, Shogunashimoen. How do you say this in English? Gijita. Gijitawan. Aninekadong gijitawan. Shogunashimoen. Aninekadong gijitawan. Shogunashimoen. Gijitawan. Gijitawan. What does that mean? Aninekadong gijitawan. Shogunashimoen. Gijitawan. Did you get? They are ready? They are done? That would be correct. So that's Gijita plus one. That's our plural, right? Gijitawan. Okay. Anin Ekadong. Anin Ekadong. Ojibwemoen. They are heard. Anin Ekadong. They are heard. Ojibwemoen. Anin Ekadong. They are heard. Ojibwemoen. They are heard. Anin Ekadong. They are heard. Ojibwemoen. So how do we pluralize that word, it is heard? So it is heard. Nundagwad. Nundagwad. Let me just add that. Nundagwadun. Nundagwadun. Did you get it? Nundagwadun. Good job. Okay. Minoa. Aninekadong. Aninekadong. Ojibwemoen. There are tornadoes. There are tornadoes. Anin Ekadong, there are tornadoes. Ojibwemoen. Anin Ekadong, there are tornadoes. Ojibwemoen. Anin Ekadong, there are tornadoes. Ojibwemoen. There are tornadoes. Wese an is our tornado word, right? So wese anun. There are tornadoes. Wese anun. All right, good job. All right, and so hopefully you can pluralize every word we've talked about, all these VIIs, you should be able to figure out how to pluralize them. Remember, it's just W-A-N, Kisana-wan, Ate-wan, Agude-wan, Wase-a-wan. Just pluralize it with the one at the end of it, if it's a vowel ending, and if it's a consonant ending, so in this case, N or a D, you just add un instead. So, Nundagwadun, Nundagwadun. Or Onijishinun, Onijishinun, or Gisanamagadun, Gisanamagadun, Atemagadun, Atemagadun, Awanabisamagadun, Awanabisamagadun, Agudemagadun, Wasayamagadun, Machamagadun, Gijitamagadun. Wah, okay, that should be good. Thanks, everybody. Miigwechigo. We'll talk to you next week. Don't forget to check those show notes. Feel free to send any emails into ojibwemoda podcast@gmail.com. Cheers.